Chapter 3. Refusing to be afraid of the dark. Darkness is the absence of light. Everything is dark until light is brought into it. If we don't have the true light, we live in darkness. If we have the light in us that cannot be extinguished, then we can never be in total darkness. There are different kinds of darkness, however, and we need to be able to discern one from the other. There is spiritual darkness that happens when we refuse to let God enter into our lives. There is the darkness of negative emotions like ignorance, pride, jealousy, anger, or hatred. There is the darkness we experience when we make selfish demands that satisfy our flesh at the expense of others. There is the darkness of living in disobedience to God's ways. All of these kinds of darkness come about because of our own choices. Quote, "Those who sat in darkness and in the shadow of death, bound in affliction and irons, because they rebelled against the words of God and despised the counsel of the Most High." End of quote. Psalm 107:10-11. Yet as damaging as our mistakes can be, God gives us a way out of the darkness we get ourselves into. Quote, "Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them out of their distresses. He brought them out of darkness and the shadow of death and broke their chains in pieces." End of quote. Psalm 107:13-14. When we return to him, he restores us to the full light. Even if we foolishly create our own darkness, as long as we have a personal relationship with the Lord, his light in us cannot be put out. When I gave birth to my first baby, the doctor told me, "You have a boy." I didn't forget that information and have to keep asking him over and over, "What was my baby?" I did not wake up in the hospital the next morning and say to the nurse, "Tell me again what I had." I didn't call my best friend the following week and wonder, "Do you happen to remember whether I gave birth to a boy or girl?" The moment I heard I had a son, no one had to tell me again. From that moment, I knew. An entire vision for my child's future was in place the second I was told the truth. This experience is the same for every mother and father, or anyone who receives life-changing good news. God wants you to have that same certainty about him. He wants you to be...